Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. McDonald's thinks so too. That's why they're offering a sausage McMuffin for just $1.50, as well as other items in their under $3 menu. Save time by ordering ahead on the app. What's even more important than breakfast is getting this great McValue. Most stores open at 5 a.m. or earlier. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, they must be. All right, 802 ESPN 97.5. Lance and I were just talking about this, and I read it this weekend that, you know, for all of the great older players that they have, they've given up 30 straight years of first-round picks. The Rams are one of the youngest teams in the NFL. They're the sixth youngest team in the NFL.
They must have just a bunch of super young backups, and they have no veterans. Because I can tell you, I mean, Odell Beckham is what? Odell Beckham's definitely in his 30s now, or right there. You got Matt Stafford that's in the mid. No, Matt Stafford feels older. Aaron Donald's there at 30. Andrew Whitworth's 40. Jalen Ramsey's creeping up on, I think he's about 28, 29. Like, they don't feel like a very young team at all.
No, Akers isn't old. Van TJ Jefferson Reader, isn't old. Kendall. No,
Von Blanton, Miller. Von Miller? Von Miller, 30s. Matt Stafford, 30s. Odell Beckham Jr., 30s. Jalen's late 20s. Matt Stafford, 30s. Whitworth, 40s. How is this a...
It's one of
Aaron Donald, 30s. Like, I don't think their best players are not young, though. That's their problem, is their best talent.
Well, they had
young.
To fill in with a lot of young guys. The Ernest Jones and the Readers, the Troy Readers, and they had to fill in with a bunch of young guys that actually perform. That's what you got to have. If you're going to have that many veterans and put that much money out, you have got to have a bunch of young guys that are filling in.
But see, here's the thing. Jake Funk, Bobby Brown, who didn't play. These are draft picks. Like, you got to see if they can play.
David Edwards, Austin Corbett, you know, Nick Scott, Taylor Rapp, Darius Williams.
Their offensive line needs to get better, too. Yeah. They didn't block with the crap.
I don't care how young they are. Get some better younger guys.
Maybe that's why they were didn't block worth the crap, because they were all
not
young.
Block for the running game.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. Well, you had Cam Akers over.
Over what, 12? 12. That didn't get there, I don't think. No,
it didn't get anywhere close to Cam Akers.
The fact that he got over 3.5 in a first rush was a miracle.
Yeah. No.
I don't know how that was even possible.
Couldn't run the ball.
It was an outside zone run. The first play of the game was an outside zone, and he gained 4. That's like, I think that was as long for the game.
Yeah.
Except for a run at the very end down at the... You think they got jobbed, the Bengals, with the interference? The Eli Apple was a clear interference, the second one. Here it is right here, so you can see it again. Logan Wilson. I mean, when you slow everything down, but see, that ball was not thrown. This is what a lot of officials will do.
No, that ball was thrown right where he was, right.
The ball placement was not good, and Logan Wilson had a little hand on the jersey, but a lot of times they will let that go. A lot of times they will let that go if your ball placement wasn't a good ball placement. Cooper Kupp hanging onto the touchdown through collision was pretty macho.
Well, that was called back.
Yeah, it was called back, but still, his ability...
First of all, I didn't think that was a penalty when Bell hit him. It wasn't helmet to helmet, so that should not have been a penalty.
But it was too hard.
But you can't.
You've seen it. You know it gets called.
I know
when they
it
think
gets called,
too hard.
But that's ridiculous.
I didn't see a replay to determine. I just assumed it was helmet to helmet. I mean, I know that's what it was called.
It was called, but no. It looked like his helmet was on the side. That should have been reviewed, whether or not that was even a penalty. I don't think it was. Well, we can't review it. But
okay,
anyway.
Tell the truth. Did you think, knowing what you knew about how they couldn't protect Joe Burrow in the second half, at all? They couldn't protect Burrow in the second half at all. He had one sack headed into the half, and then I don't know what, 6, 7 in the second half. Did you think Joe Burrow was going to go down and get the game time field goal?
Yes.
Attempt.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I did too. Even with the pressure the way it was, and then
God, he almost completed that to P. Ryan too.
Yeah, and
when
then
he spun around,
the pressure was just, and that was a perfect ending.
I didn't like
to
the play call, to tell you the truth. Run the ball there. It's fourth
they
and
tried,
one.
But they tried to play before.
Well, so
and
what?
They didn't
so
get
what?
It.
Do it again. I mean, are you kidding me? You can't get a yard for two
See,
two
I
plays?
Think the quarterback draw. Of course, he had a bad knee.
No, he had a bad knee. He couldn't do that. They did that earlier in the
quarterback
game.
Quarterback draw. Oh, blue. Blue was the Gatorade color, too.
Yeah, blue was the Gatorade color. Yeah, they did that earlier in the game, but they couldn't do it anymore. But you got to run the ball there in that situation. You can't throw it. Okay, why is he going for it in the first quarter at the 50-yard line on fourth and one and throwing that pass as opposed to running a quarterback draw? That was a terrible call. And the Rams go straight down the field and
Wait,
score the touchdown.
You're asking why somebody in 2022 went for a fourth down?
Kick it. And pin him back. No.
I could see. Look, this is the Super Bowl. I could see that.
No.
I could see going for that.
It was that pass that they threw was terrible.
I didn't love the pass. But the problem is neither one of these teams could consistently run the football. That's your problem is when you get in a short yardage or near the goal line, you don't really have any. Like the Rams didn't run it. The Rams didn't run it in for a touchdown. They threw it in. They just no one really had a running game that they could rely on to kill clock, to gain important first downs, to get touchdowns near the goal line. Neither one of these teams could run the ball at all. And that was a big factor when you aren't great at protecting the quarterback. I didn't think Matt Stafford played all that great.
No, he didn't.
I thought Matt Stafford was
he
just
missed
okay.
Jefferson wide open in the end zone, threw two picks. One of them wasn't his fault, but the other one. By the way, Skowronek is media. Not a good receiver. He dropped I don't know how many passes this postseason.
He was like that in the Senior Bowl. I liked him on tape. He was like that in the Senior Bowl. I thought he should gain weight because he's a really good blocker. I thought he should gain weight and become Robert Tonyan and just play. There's really no difference. If you're a big slot pass-catching tight end or a backup wide receiver, what's the difference? You line up and you go out for passes. You still have to catch the ball.
Yeah.
Bryson Hopkins, who, if it wasn't for the injuries, how about Kendall Blanton? Tyler Higbee couldn't play. Kendall Blanton, their backup, was in a shoulder sling. He didn't play. I don't know if he got hurt.
And Hopkins
there.
Had a huge catch in the last drive.
Yeah.
Huge catch in
no,
the last drive.
No, Bryson Hopkins had a couple catches.
Yeah. No, he was that was neat. That was great. Is that is he from North Shore? No.
Bryson Hopkins?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. He played at I think Purdue.
He played at Purdue. Yeah. Yeah, but for whatever reason, I thought he
might be.
Wasn't there
he played at Purdue, and Bryson Hopkins played his high school ball at, no, Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. 809 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on the game? You're more than welcome to get in here. It doesn't have to be in one sentence.
You can make it one sentence if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah.
If you want to keep doing what I learned... You can do it in that format.
You can do it. You can do that all week if you want. Thoughts on Meadow Soprano being 100% smoke and figuring out how to parallel park. That's ugly. I mean, she just drove up and actually parked. I don't know that she parallel parked so
much. They handed off the play before the fourth down was, yeah, but she looked good.
Oh, she looked great.
But the play before, she's in her zone right now.
Yeah.
The play before was a handoff to Pirine instead of Mixon. Dusty brought that up. Why not give it to Mixon? You know, Pirine's not a small back. Aaron Donald defeated a block, got around, then grabbed him from behind and literally held a 235-pound back and kept him from moving. He's like, ugh! He's moving his feet and not going anywhere.
Like a little brother.
Held him, yeah, and then threw him down. Aaron Donald's one of the strongest humans alive.
Yeah.
Who's stronger, him or The Rock?
Oh, God. I know Rock has bigger arms. They're bigger than his head. They're bigger than...
Rock has beach muscles. Aaron Donald's strong. Donald. Big difference.
Get in a ring with Rock and see how strong he is. Get in a ring with him.
What do you mean get in a ring with
Rock? Get in a ring with Rock.
Get on the field, Rock.
You play defense, Rock.
Rock versus... Okay.
Rock did play defense at the U.
I know. Rock versus... And Aaron Donald's won the Super Bowl. What did Rock do? He's been doing stuff like playing a quarterback. In one role, he lost weight and played a quarterback. For a little girl,
yeah,
he played quarterback for like a little white girl. I don't remember what the movie was. I just remember like this is a weird movie. She's doing ballet. I don't even remember what the angle was.
Why is Vernon Hargraves showing up everywhere, dancing, bringing the celebration to everything now?
Rock.
Do you think The Rock benches 500 pounds?
No,
more than 500.
500 is a bit much.
That's what
I think
Aaron
he
Donald
does. High
benches.
Rep. I think he's a high rep guy to get that pump up.
Aaron Donald said, I think it was Pardon My Take or something like that, that he benches over 500.
Aaron Donald benches over 500 pounds?
Like,
he's Lord.
No, the girl was not. It was not a little white girl. It was called Game Plan. Cute girl. Yeah. That's The Rock. He was a quarterback. And you can see. Shit,
that's his daughter, right? Or adopted daughter? Yeah. No. I mean, in the movie.
And then she showed up, and she was like, hey, I'm your daughter. And he was like, oh.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
So he was just like, oh, I had you? Like, yep.
So wait a minute. But
look at this.
Are you saying Rock had unprotected sex with a stranger?
They're showing the play of Donald pulling P. Ryan back.
And with.
Okay. Yeah, look at this.
And with big 77 blocking him.
He's the kind of guy blocking him.
By the way, Spain has got to go. Spain is terrible.
Yeah, Quentin Spain was terrible. Dude, he was a Titan. He was terrible at the Titans.
Dude, they had 14% success rate blocking. 14%.
That's like
just over one every 10 plays they successfully blocked the Rams. And yet they were still in the football game.
That's the worst I've ever heard of.
It was the worst this season. The worst block percentage of the season in the entire league. That's how bad it was. Wow. That's how bad that offensive line is. Listen, priority 1, 2, 3, and 4 is get some protection. Get some protection for Joe Burrow. If Joe had protection last night, I don't.
He might have won.
Yeah, right. Oh, Trey Hopkins, number 66, is from North Shore. Oh, man.
He's also not good enough.
No, he's the center for the Bengals.
Billy Prince, he's from Kansas.
Guess what?
Not good enough.
Trey didn't have a great game. Sorry, North Shore.
No, nobody did up front.
No, I'm sorry. That's unfortunate, Trey. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring disgrace onto Trey.
Somebody
Hopkins.
Goes, thanks for your Cam over bet, Lance. Yeah, Cam meaning Cam Akers.
What did he end up with? I saw the half. It was like
probably.
Like
I think he missed by a couple
yards.
No, I think he missed by a couple yards.
No,
we missed, almost got there.
No, they really didn't. Not even close to getting there.
You almost got halfway.
I don't know that the Bengals and Rams combined. No, Mixon actually went over the total.
Yeah, Mixon hit the total.
Joe Mixon went over.
Here is their schedule. Let's see. Total yards, box score. Cam Akers, 13 carries, 21 yards. Yeah. 1.6 yards per carry. Mixon, 15 carries, 72 yards. I guess he broke one. Yeah, he broke a couple of decent runs, but it just didn't seem like either team could run the ball at all.
Nope.
Daryl Henderson played a big role with a couple of catches.
So when we come back, yeah, he really did. He was way better than Cam Akers.
Yeah.
When we come back, there is quarterback news. Deshaun Watson's being mentioned at a spot, but there is news about an AFC quarterback and an NFC quarterback over the weekend that we will get to. That could also shake up the landscape when it comes time for the NFL draft. We will do that when we come back. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends over at Texas Custom Patios, Stephen Shell, it's his entire staff. So this is what it was. This is what it's first like when you work with Texas Custom Patios. They come out, they take a look at your space, they'll do some measurements, and then they go back and they create. They've got a program, a CAD system where they will do a drawing for you. And it creates a lifelike rendering of what your space is going to look like. And they put furniture in it, patio furniture. They got the TV in there. If you want a kitchen, they've got the kitchen in there. I mean, it's really lifelike. And you see exactly what it's going to look like. Exactly what it's going to look like. Then when it comes time for them to build it, if you want to add more things like, you know, get this added or that added, they will do that as well. They can move your gas line so that, you know, they bring it over and put your indoor or put your grill right there inside your, instead of having your grill out in your driveway somewhere, you can have it right there on your new patio. But the way that they build it is second to none, the highest quality. If anything goes wrong with it, they fix it. You don't pay extra. Whatever your price is that you pay, that's it. It never goes up unless you add something. Any mistake or anything that needs to get corrected, that's already been built into their price, and they will not charge you more, and you are going to get more than you paid for. And that's rare to say that these days, but you're going to get more than you pay for with Texas Custom Patios from an enjoyment standpoint and value of your home. TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
We'll be right back.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. Another inning fit for Hollywood. Dan, you brought your Rams back to Los Angeles. You built the world's greatest stadium. You brought together the greatest players and coaches. And now you've won Super Bowl 56. Congratulations. The Vince Lombardi Trophy is staying in Rams house.
That was NBC television. That was Roger Goodell presenting the trophy. Did you, and my buddy came back from SoFi. He was at the games. He was at the championship game against the 49ers. And he said, they're saying there that two NRG stadiums can fit inside SoFi.
No way.
Two NRG stadiums.
Two stadiums?
Two NRG stadiums can fit inside SoFi.
That's a lie.
That's what I thought.
Like, sounds like Rams are one of the youngest teams in the league with a 40-year-old graybeard.
And they are. They're the sixth youngest.
They're young, bad players.
Well, no, but they're young. I mean, whatevs.
I still don't even know how that's possible.
That's your opinion. They just won the Super Bowl. Okay. They're really bad players. Okay. I wish we had those really bad players here. So, the two NRG stadiums can fit inside SoFi. Inside. I don't know. But Goodell seems to think it's the greatest stadium in the world.
So you know that our NFL Network stadium is, I don't know if it's in SoFi or in, like, NFL Network, I think it's right next to SoFi.
Oh.
The new NFL Network building is, I haven't been there because I haven't been since spring of 2019 was the last time I was actually flew in for anything, but because of the pandemic. But so I haven't seen it, but I know it's supposed to be really, really great. I don't even see how two of those could fit inside.
Doesn't make much sense, but Lance, a lot of things in life don't make a lot of sense, okay?
But how wide does it go?
Is
it a compound? You mean the whole compound?
I've never seen it.
So here's the thing. I think there's a whole compound where the stadiums fit inside the compound, which includes areas that are not the stadium. You know what I mean?
It's like indoor, outdoor. So, I mean, they have an outdoor facility as well. And so
that's probably what it is.
According to square feet, SoFi is 3.1 million square feet, and NRG Stadium is 1.9 million square feet.
So you can fit two inside.
Maybe. Close.
Well, 3.8. Yeah. That would be 3.8, right? Well, I don't know. All I'm saying, that's what they're claiming. But you know what? It's Los Angeles. They lie about everything. So I don't know. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Mark wants to get in here. He learned something from Las Vegas. What do you say, Mark?
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to confirm with everyone. I heard Goodell and all that blah, blah, blah. He pretty much had to say that or he's going to get stabbed in the neck like a prison guard out here. So I just want to confirm that the Rams fans is a general class of people are like Dodgers fans, and they're pretty much a despicable group of human beings. So just wanted to confirm that. I laid eyes on it out here in Vegas, and they're just horrible people. And so they can carry that with them, too, with their beautiful stadium. I just want to let you know how things are out here.
I want to say, first of all, Mark, I appreciate you calling, but let's be real about this. What you said right now is completely uncalled for. This is a fan base, and I'm just going to say it now, and I don't care if I make enemies here in the city. I do not want to cry, but I feel really good for a fan base that has waited literally several fives and six of years of struggling with that Rams team that came. They have been there. They've been ride or die. The fans have the entire time. You saw how crazy that stadium was in the NFC Championship game filled with Rams fans.
And 49ers.
They were, it's been a struggle. It's been 3 years since they've been to a Super Bowl. The wait is over. my friends in L.A., I feel so happy for you. You have spent literally your entire 3 or 4 years being Rams fans when they got good. And then I know there were some shaky times in between where Justin Herbert was there with the Chargers and Goff was the quarterback, and you're like, should I switch? Should I switch? Maybe we're Chargers now. But then you stuck it out with your Rams. You know, you stuck it out with your Rams. You didn't flip to Herbert and the Chargers like you could have, you know, 2 years after a Super Bowl. You stuck it in there. And I got to tell you, that's got to be the sweetest fans feeling for those Rams fans who have been fans for at least 4-ish years to finally win a title. Honestly, I remember when we won the title in 17 with the Astros, when we won a title in 94 and 95 with the Rockets. The feeling that you get of grinding your whole life, like, oh my God, this team that I've cheered for all these years, you know, watching the Reds and Astros when I was 5 years old at the apartment we lived in, and we came home and it was a rainstorm, and Joe Negro battled Tom Seaver. I remember like yesterday, I was 5 years old, my mom had the peanut butter bars that she had made, and we had that for my sister's birthday, and then like to know that there's, my friend Eric Layden, our friend, you know, a Rams fan for a good solid 4 years, that to finally grind one out, you know, where he, you know, has been a fan since that first Super Bowl, and then to this long, arduous wait to get to another Super Bowl. It took 3 years, and then to win it in spectacular fashion. Amazing performance by Matthew Stafford.
Not really.
I got to tell you. And then for all the fans, honestly, one of the most ardent fan bases that you're going to find. They have been ride or die for that Rams team the entire time. The stadium stays loud. It stays packed. It stays yellow. Well, it stays blue. Not really.
None of that, really. But
so, Mark, you know, it's funny that you say that. You were at SoFi and all that stuff. But that's a fan base that has really suffered for a long time.
Long time.
A lot of years of suffering.
And you
got to
feel great for them.
So I feel good for them. It's good people.
The fan base.
It's good people.
Remember the first year, the Reds in 2004, when the Red Sox finally won it?
Yeah.
After 100 years of futility.
The Cubs. The Cubs and all the Steve Bartman history. Yeah, and then Rams, the Rams history of, you know, 13-3 and then the other, you know, Rams history stuff.
And don't forget, they just won it with Warner.
Remember
in St. Louis.
Vince Ferragamo?
No.
Or what about the guy that got killed and then the rich guy and then he came back as a quarterback for the Rams?
Well, that was Warren Beatty. It was a movie, but
Well, but I think it happened. Well,
right.
Well, hold on. Was it a movie or did they actually have a rich guy who shot and came back?
Yeah, Heaven Can Wait. Yeah.
Based on a true story.
It wasn't real. Yeah. It was a movie. Yeah, kind of a different.
Well, it's still.
But they still.
But it was the Rams.
No, it was the Rams. Yeah,
and
but it was
and they won then, so.
Yeah.
I think they won. Oh, no. He got hurt again on the field and somebody else came back as him. I don't even know if they ended up winning. So, yeah. What I'm saying is it's been a long, treacherous trek. You know, do we have a team? Do we not? Do we care? No.
No.
You didn't care for 20 years, but then to finally get your team back and care again once they got to a Super
Bowl.
Well,
not really care so much since
and then
you gave up all your championship game tickets.
Care enough that you gave up half of your tickets to a team in the same state. I mean, what an amazing.
Or more than
what? What a time to be alive and be a Rams fan.
827 ESPN.
Dummies.
97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. To get in here with us and your experience from this weekend, you're more than welcome. Any experience that you had, more than welcome to get in here to talk about. Right now, though, I am talking about Chastang Ford. Yeah, that's right, Chastang Ford. My people who are excellent in what they do. And, oh, by the way, this month, you got a few weeks left, a couple weeks left to cash in on when you buy a vehicle. You get a Yeti cooler. How's that? That's awesome. That's not what you're getting it for, though. What you're getting it for is, well, that's just a little throw. Let's throw that in there. But here's what you're getting it for. How about no markup? How about some dealerships are charging you $5,000 and $10,000 just to buy a car from them? This is literally happening out there. With Ford dealers in the city of Houston, this is literally happening out there. How about every single time you buy a car from another dealership? Not every time. You know what? I'm not going to speak for all of them, but I'm telling you what else is happening out there. You got add-ons, all kinds of add-ons. Oh, you need this bed line. Oh, you need the sunroof. Oh, you need these leather seats. Oh, you need. No, I don't. I don't need that vehicle to be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 more than what we agreed to. And this is what I want in my vehicle. customize it the way that you want it at Chastain Ford. And guess what's going to happen? You are going to love your vehicle. You're going to get it at the best price you can possibly get it in the city of Houston. And you're going to get the best service as well. You are going to get all of that at one place, and probably one place only, Chastain Ford. So you're looking for that Ford car or truck, ChastainFord.com, or get to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:32, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Gilbert has some thoughts on the Super Bowl. Let's see what Gilbert's thoughts are on what happened yesterday in the Super Bowl. Let's bring him in. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? I'm glad that the L.A. Rams won anyway. I'm glad.
Why?
I was Tico Pink. I like the Rams. They beat Tom Brady the other day.
What
anyway.
Did he just say?
He was tickled Pink. Pink. Okay. He was tickled Pink.
I'm sorry. Sorry for interrupting lot, you. Know. What's that?
Yeah, everybody picks from there. I knew the Rams were going to win.
You knew that? Yeah.
Yeah. Lance, you there? Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can. I'm right here.
Can you give me NFL Network cap for my birthday? Is that possible?
I'll see what I can do. They already sent something, so I don't think they're going to send another thing. Remember the pullover I got you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was from the NFL. That was from my boss at the NFL Network. He said, I want to do something nice for Gilbert. If I go back to that well again, I think it might not be great. So if they give me something and I don't. What's that?
I mean, you can't give me a cap on my birthday?
I don't really have access to a cap. I'm not in Los Angeles.
I think you should. I think it's perfect. It's a perfect birthday gift for Gilbert.
I'm not in Los Angeles,
but
so I can't really.
I know, but you could probably find.
I can't ask my boss. We're in the middle of getting ready for
it. Yeah, don't you have one? You got one.
I've got one. You can have my old one if you want.
You
yeah, I'll take your old one.
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
It's not in great shape. If I'm being honest.
That's all right. You can bring it over and take a picture with Gilbert.
It's not in great shape.
You can bring it over to Gilbert.
It's a hat I wear when I walk and play Frisbee golf in.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. He doesn't care.
We go back to NFL Network anyway.
Yeah.
I might go back in April, but there's no guarantee. I might just do stuff on Zoom. I have no idea.
Well, they could still send it if you ask.
No, they can't. They can't send anything. They've already sent it, and I'd like to get a new contract this summer. And I would be like, this guy's just grifting us for free swag. Forget him.
Let him walk. Pay for it, too.
Let him walk. And I'll be like, hey, Gilbert's hat cost me a job.
Well, no.
That's not going to happen.
How about you could just pay for it? Like, I bought him Super Bowl gear and paid for it. So
I have done that before. Yeah.
Plus,
Gilbert, I tell you what. If somebody gives me a free hat at the Combine, I'll give it to you. And if not, you're out of luck. That's how that's going to work.
All right, I'll wait till September, okay?
Well, it's not going to
matter. Oh, also, John, I want to ask you a question also.
Okay.
Whatever happened, when are you going to send my picture anyway?
She doesn't have a picture. What are you talking about? We sent it out and
we took a picture at the...
Yeah, she doesn't have that, though. She doesn't have it. She doesn't have that.
She got my address. She got my address.
No, she doesn't. Why would she have your address?
Send your picture of me and her.
What? Yeah. She's really, really, I don't know. But what about Lance's hat? What about the NFL Network hat, Gilbert?
Did you ever take a picture with Wendy?
Yeah. Yes, Gilbert did take a picture.
Tell me about that.
They came out to me at the rehab.
You know who I saw the other night?
Nursing home.
You know who I saw the other night?
Yeah, that night. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Carol the other night from China Garden. I went there before the fights. We saw Carol. She was great.
What fight?
At Toyota Center, they had the
Gilbert
UFC.
Gilbert sounds good today, by
the
way.
Yeah, he is. He's lucid.
Gilbert, you sound really like you're with it. Do you sound like you're in a good mood today?
Yeah, because the Rams win last night.
Yeah, because the Rams won, and he's getting NFL Network
and
hat.
And you're tickled pink. They don't have NFL Network hats. They have one for NFL
new
Media.
New NFL Network
they
hat.
They have NFL Media that they give people who work for NFL Media. If I were to get you one, here's the problem. that's what I can get fired for. No one is supposed to wear that hat that doesn't work for them.
Yeah. Well.
Why that? What do you mean?
Well, because it's just for NFL media. Like, if you had a badge, if you're a police officer and you had a bat, if you didn't have a, if you weren't a police officer and you were carrying a police officer's badge, would you get in trouble? Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yes,
same thing with NFL media hat.
No, this had nothing to
same
do with
thing.
It. Same thing. It's NFL Network, and you can get the, all you have to do is ask for it and Gilbert, pay for it. That's all.
Is there any, like, you wouldn't by any chance want John to bring you any egg rolls from China Garden, would you?
No.
I, what do you mean by that? Egg roll. I like yeah. those egg rolls anyway.
I know he does. I know he does.
You maybe mean, Tyler could bring you some egg rolls. Do you know Tyler, Gilbert?
No, he doesn't.
He's our producer.
He's 10.
He's our producer.
Yeah, Tyler. I think Tyler.
Tyler, anyway.
Tyler, how often do you go there and get egg rolls? A lot of time? Okay. Yeah, okay.
Not that much anyway, you know.
Yeah, right.
Well,
all right, then.
Do it anyway, John.
Okay, then. All right, buddy. It was
what?
It was good talking to you. So, good stuff.
Well, hold on.
Wait, we got to go.
Do you have something you need to say?
No, go over
to yeah, keep the egg rolls frying. Talk to you later, bye-bye.
All right, hey, keep those egg rolls frying. There you go. There you have it.
He sound beaten down at the end. Like, he came in with all this hope, and he exited knowing that I don't have access to these magical hats that he's talking about.
You really do.
It's like when he used to get me to try to get him a mug for Inside the NFL from Showtime. I don't have access to that stuff.
I think you really do, though. I mean,
no.
So I'm pretty sure you do.
No.
So that, I think that's the way we should go about this. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in there on ESPN
975 and 92.5. If you... This has nothing to do with nothing. If you feed a feral cat, what happens?
This is what happens. This is exactly what happens. Let's get Robert.
Because I'm sitting here googling, and I can't. I don't see any NFL Network hats. But oh, is that one? No, there's no official NFL net. Oh, yes, there is. It's on a Pinterest.
Oh,
it's a vintage cap from the 90s.
They didn't perfect. Start
NFL
That's what
Network
Gilbert
in the
wants.
90s,
he's
they?
A 90s guy. He doesn't like this year.
Anyway,
let's get.
If I do that, it's just going to mean that I then have to get him some warm ups, some skinny jeans, like who knows whatever gloves. It's just you know that that's what's next. It's on to the next one, and I'm trying to send kids to college.
Well, listen, Gilbert needs an NFL Network hat, so let's move on it. Robert, what's going on? You want to talk about Super Bowl?
Hey, John and Lance. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that Case Keenum used to be with the Rams, and that's why I was on last night. I was with the Browns now. Actually, that factors into why I rooted for the Rams last night, because Cincinnati's a big rival with the Browns. So, anyway. And I was real happy that that the Rams won last night. Also, another reason was Matthew Stafford. We all know he suffered through many years of mediocrity and downright suckitude with Detroit, and I think it was a fantastic thing to see him win last night with the Rams. Anyway, long time listener, first time caller, and I will hang up and take your answer offline. By the way, John, love seeing you on KNWS all those years. With the Astros pregame and push game. Glad you're still with us in Houston, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good day, y'all.
Back in the day, he's been watching for a long time. That was back.
Is that a death thing? Glad you're still with us?
Glad you're
still
alive.
Hey, shout out to being alive.
That is. I appreciate that. No.
You know, I didn't have the same.
I am glad to still be alive.
I actually did. I don't have the same, like, you know what? I'm really glad for Matt Stafford. I don't know why. I wanted to try to work into that. I think it's maybe because they put him on basically the Miami Heat from 2008 or whatever, whenever LeBron went over there. He's on a team where they bought Von Miller. Jalen Ramsey was there before he was, but it's just a team full of purchased superstars. And some drafted. I guess the two best players on the team are actually guys who are drafted, Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp. I mean, they were drafted, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just haven't really been able to get into this whole. And I get it. Matthew Stafford's toiled, and in relative anonymity where you figure, well, it just feels like I don't even matter in the NFL right now, especially once Megatron left. It's like, what do I do now? I'm with the Lions. Like, there's nothing I can do that can help the situation. That's how bad their front office and their coaching is. I can't do anything to help this. So from that standpoint, I get it. Mm-hmm. But I never got into the whole, oh, man, you know what? I'm really happy for Matt Stafford. It wasn't anything personal. That wasn't a way that I felt at all. Were you happy for Matt Stafford?
No, I was rooting for Joe.
I'd have been more happy for Joe Burrow. I was happy that the teasers paid both sides.
Well, yeah, it did.
It paid both
a
sides.
A close game.
As everybody who played a teaser was happy.
That was a killer for the book last night.
How'd the books do, do you think?
They lost.
They won Mattress Mack. They lost on the Bengals?
Well, the teasers are the killer, and especially in a big game like that. There are so many teasers.
I
want to
see if I can find out
teasers.
What handles in Vegas did.
I
think you win money
the,
on.
The bookies wanted the Bengals to win the game outright.
From what I understand, the bookies make a lot on prop bets because prop bets are just big. The more bets you make, the more juice you're paying on every single bet. But I am curious to see if there's any chance that the bookies ended up making good money, because here's why. The favorites usually get the most action, right?
Yep.
Well, I mean, the favorite didn't cover.
The favorite did, but the teasers killed them.
Lost teasers, but they're not going
to
take more teaser action.
They wanted the Bengals to win outright.
Action.
Outright would have been a big day for the
bookies. Your general bettor does not play teasers. Those are people who play.
No, but this is not your general. This is a huge, this is the biggest. Everybody gets in somehow, some way.
Hey,
see
if we can get somebody either later in the... Well, Travis Rogers is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour from L.A. Tomorrow, we'll try to get our guy from DraftKings, Johnny Avello. We'll try to get Avello on tomorrow. Let's see if we can find out how DraftKings did.
Yeah.
I know they won $9.5 million for Matt. No,
he went to Caesars. Halle Berry got it.
Halle Berry has money? Hmm? And Leon Black.
Yeah, and Leon Black. But I don't care about Leon. I care about Halle Berry getting that money.
Did Cooper and Eli and all those guys get some of it?
Yeah, I won't imagine, yeah. They got some. Their piece. Yeah. Hey, time to talk about right now. Time to talk about my man Jeff Aronoff getting your place of it, whatever it is, your business or your home, making sure that, and it's kind of a big deal. Listen, if you're going to sell your home, the bathrooms are kind of a big deal. And Jeff Aronoff can redo all the flooring. He can redo all the showers. He can redo the tub. He can redo the vanity. He can get this job done for you and make sure that your bathrooms. Listen, a nice new bathroom is a wonderful, wonderful. And it's easy to sell your home when you got new bathrooms. And how about she wants that closet? He can break walls. He can expand that closet so that it is wonderful for her. This is what she wants. This is what she's always wanted. That closet is too small. You don't know how important this is to women to have that wonderful big closet. Well, Jeff Aronoff can make that for you. He does all of this stuff every single day. He is ready for you to give him a call and upgrade whatever that home or bathroom need or business needs. You're looking for the best way to go about this thing. Give Jeff a call and let him start the process of making your home so much more valuable. He does it every single day. And if your business needs to expand as well, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Give him a call, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. How torn were you when the Phoenix, the Waste Management Open, wasn't finished by the time the Super Bowl started?
Pretty disappointing.
Well, yeah, you didn't see the extra holes with Scottie Scheffler and Patrick Cantlay.
No, I did. I just had to miss the Super Bowl.
That's me too. Yeah.
So I bailed on Super Bowl and watched Scottie Scheffler beat
Patrick Cantlay.
Yep. So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do when you're a golf guy.
Right. Right.
That's what I did. I saw Patrick Cantlay hold out or almost hole out from the bunker.
No, that wasn't it. He didn't do anything like
on
that.
On the 14th, not the extra hole.
No, he didn't do anything like that, but okay.
And then Scottie Scheffler, what a drive. Wow.
Well, you missed Thigala. He, a guy who was leading the whole tournament, and at 17, he went in the water.
That was heartbreaking. That's what got me hooked into it. And I'm like, all right, screw the Super Bowl. I'm in. Exactly what happened. Did you see what Las Vegas, did you see what Caesars did? Sportsbook, actual Caesars Sportsbook, not the one that Halle Berry runs.
No.
Caesars Sportsbook, on Thursday, they had a sale where they slashed prices. They moved them from 4.5 to 3.5 Rams, and it enticed a bunch of people to bet the Rams. Even more action on the Rams. How much did they love that missed extra point?
Oh my gosh. Bobble? Oh my gosh, was that huge. Well, you know what? If you like a side, if you like the Bengals, that's what you do. When we had Big Tony on from the Nugget, he said, no, I love the Colts. We were at the Bears-Colts Super Bowl. He said, I love the Colts. Well, and guess what? I'm moving my line so that all the Bears money comes in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ideal scenario for sportsbook and Super Bowl is usually for the favorite to win, but not cover, and for the game to go under the total. That's true. Because because there's a lot of people who bet money line, you don't want them to win.
But this one had a lot of, I'm telling you.
The Las Vegas hit the elusive trifecta for the millions on Sunday. Apparently, because the Rams hit, did not cover, the Rams won, but did not cover, and the game went under the total, they won all three of the biggest bets that are made on Sunday in Las Vegas. That's from a Las Vegas.
Dog and under is a huge
dog under, and make sure that the dog doesn't win outright,
because
that's where they have exposure. People betting parlays and playing money heavy money line, like Mattress Mac.
Yeah,
Mattress Mac cranked up his back. Yeah. Mattress Mac now Mattress Mac. Do you think he? I know somebody who bet who one of our listeners bet bought $6,000 worth of furniture.
I know another one who bought $13,000.
Oh, yo.
Yeah. $13,000.
If I wouldn't have been sick Saturday, the wife and I were thinking about doing it and then hedging it with a little Rams play.
So you never did it, huh? You didn't go?
Sick. I wanted to. I really wanted to because I thought, you know what? We hedge it with a little Rams play. You know what I mean? Like, our furniture basically becomes half price.
Right.
Whether they win or lose, it's half price. And I thought that would have been the play. I think Mac liked the Bengals, or he would have put his money plus the points.
Right. No, he...
Because you could have won both.
Well, he liked the fact that he put 9.5 up and he was going to get 16 back. That, you know
what? Did his numbers end up being?
Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. If he'd have taken the middle and taken the Bengals plus the points,
because you had,
he would have won, but he only would have won the money that he bet, as opposed to getting $7 million more. So, but even still, pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. He went for it all. And unfortunately, he could have won both sides. Oh my God!
He would have won both sides. Both he would have all the furniture.
You say that.
I think Mac likes you to know that he lost. If you lost, he lost. You know what I mean?
That's it. And
you think Mac likes it? Like, hey, you lost, but at least I won both sides. Like, that's not a good advertisement.
No,
matter of fact, get off your furniture. If you lose, I win. If you lose, I win again. You pay me, and I also won because I took the points. I didn't play it straight up. I won both sides. Like, that's not a good vibe.
But actually, if you want to know the truth, he feels like the Bengals losing, he lost. Well, he did because he bet. But he wants – dude, he wants the people that come in and buy the furniture to win. You know what it means for his business? Those people all walk away with free furniture. It means it's awesome because those people come in and get that check. Or come back to get that, and
but
guess
it's a
what?
Promotion.
They spend more money there.
Hold on. It's a promotion.
Yeah.
So I think he can also get insurance on it.
Oh.
Not only the insurance.
I don't know.
Do they
never
waive insurance because of hedges?
Well, I don't know if you can get insurance.
All right. Here's Mattress Mac after the loss. He was Bleacher Report betting their entire website was basically they were here with Mattress Mac before the game, watching the game with him. They basically chronicled Mattress Mac. Here's Mattress Mac after losing what became $9.5 million on a wager, the largest, I think it was the largest single wager in the Super Bowl. Here's Mattress Mac.
Mac, heartbreak at the end. It looks like the Bengals had it. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, it was a tough loss. You know, I'm feeling sad for the Bengals. They played a good game. Rams played a great game. Mostly I'm hurting for our customers who were involved in this promotion that wanted to get their free furniture, and they got oh so close. But, you know, great game. Congratulations to the Rams. And, you know, we live to play another day. Us gamblers have to be resilient. And life offers you a second chance. It's called tomorrow. I'm going to suit up tomorrow.
He did sound like he was affected by that.
He was. He wanted them to win. Well, he lost both sides. So, he actually won the furniture bet. So he made money there. But he did throw away $9.5 million on the Bengals straight up money line. So I would feel a little bummed too if I were him. If I lost $9.5 million on that bet when I could have bet $9.5 million
Mac
and catch the points.
By the way, Mac is a real gambler. He understands it, so he knows he could have middled that.
Yeah.
Trust me, no one knows more than Mattress Mac, like, because he probably debated about taking the points. And has he always made? I don't think every play.
But you're right. He could. But then everybody would be like, Mac won, and he didn't have to pay out the furniture. Mac wins big, and he's like, no.
Well, because it would have looked. But well, this is what everyone said. Wow, Mattress Mac got people to bet, and he won on both sides. Yeah. He just clowned his.
Yeah.
It would have been a bad look.
It would have been
now
bad.
That I've worked through it.
Yeah.
It would have been bad publicity to win both sides of that bet, and everyone else is like, hey, I spent $6,000 on furniture, and then you won two ways.
Right.
You weren't smart enough to hedge. That's not my fault. Mattress Mac just got middled. I middled the play. That's not a good commercial.
No. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here. Any thoughts about what happened? We're still talking Super Bowl right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, though, you got a little jab in it, Mac.
Well, sight jab. No, it's not true at all. But it's just the way that you do your little segues. So now I've got to fade that too. Fade you. No, Mattress Mac does what he does. Sight jab. They do what they do. And I remember I was actually responsible when the GalleryFurniture.com Bowl came here for getting a website done. Mac paid us, and I had a group that got a website done for the bowl, and it was basic. It was, because that's what the websites were back in the day, basic. And Hector Garcia and SiteJab, they were around doing websites way back in those days as well. But they have progressed and added and added and added, and they continue to learn and learn and learn. And so what happens now is they've got the analytics worked out where they know exactly what keeps people on a website, what are the color patterns that people love, what are the layouts that keep people engaged with websites more, how quickly do people want to get to the information that they want. There's all these questions that are asked but also answered, and that's why they can build a website for you that is going to help you get the most small and medium-sized business leads that you can possibly imagine. They help you get business leads if you're small and medium-sized business, and they help you turn those eyeballs into real money. They can help you with video integration, video production, social media management, and, of course, building your website from the ground floor up, even integrating e-commerce for you. So make sure that you check out the website at sitejab.com. That's SiteJab.com, sitejab.com.
ESPN 97.5.